Yisham Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Shiyichyu, the schus Moshiach ben Peshedin, Arai Yisrael Moshe Mordechai, Chai Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basya. Bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Adin, B'yus Hashleim, Rav Moshe ben Brezal, Rav Yitzhak ben Bracha, Yisachar ben Yisachar Mordechai ben Rachel. Baracha Batzlacha. B'chol Ma'aseh Adin. We're continuing our series of Shiurim Siyata Deshmaya in the Torah Tarav, Masechet Shabbat. אנחנו עכשיו עומדים בדף למד בית. תנו רבנן, מי שחלה ונטה למות, אומרים לו, התוודה. Somebody who becomes ill and is inclined towards dying, we tell him, say vidui. שכן כל המומתים מתוודים. For all those who are going to be executed, say vidui. And therefore, you should also say vidui. Rashi writes, when someone gets sick and is inclined towards dying, Omrim, who's Omrim? Omdim Sham, the people who are standing there. Sedim kolam umasim misvadim. And Rashi brings from the Gemara Sanhedrin that anybody who's misvad is a chelik in Olam Haba, as we find by Achan. In Sanhedrin on page 44b. Masbir Rav, Nefesh HaAdam, Sha'asa Elokim Yashar, He Shoefet El Atov Ve'atzedek, the soul of man that Hashem made straight, strives towards good and justice. Rak Irbuv HaMusagim, Sheba Al Yidei Tikboret, HaTa'ava, Mashgim Et HaAdam, Miderech Hayashar, a mixture of concepts. A person's just mixed up in his mind. Why? Because of the powerful taivas that he experiences, and that's what leads him off the straight and narrow path. Ad shelo yakir derech haemet hachakuka gamken ve'etzam teva nafsho, to the point where he doesn't recognize the path of truth that's engraved on the very nature of his soul. In other words, the soul of man is good. God made man good, as we see in the book of Ecclesiastes, that I created man straight, and in him we make asach cheshbonos, what's going to be good for me, how am I going to gain, how am I going to get more money, how am I going to get more kavod, how am I going to make things easier for myself. That's when all the babulim come in. But in the depths of man's soul, he's straight. And it's only because of the tikboires ha-taiva, because he has taiva for azazach and azazach, he has taiva sa-oichel, taiva s-momen, taiva s-noshim, not necessarily in that order. So all these taivas are what lead him off the path. Omnam. Be'et kishalom koach haguf, בעת שחלה ונטה למות, אז כוח החיים הפנימי מתעורר להרגשת היושר האמיתי מתגברת. However, when the goof becomes weaker, when a person becomes ill, רחמנא ליצלן, and is inclined towards dying, then the person's koach pnimi, the person's internal power, his misoirer is aroused. Vehargashat ha-yosher ha-amiti mitgaberet. And then the true yosher, the true uprightness, the true purity of man is empowered. Alken, hasha hi, hishat ha-kosher lehitvedot. So why is before dying a good time to be misraded? First of all, there's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva who says that a person should do tshuva before he dies. Yams the yams mitoch tshuva. He's supposed to do before he dies, and then he'll die with tshuva. There's an inyan dafka of dying with tshuva. But besides that, the time when one is sick is a perfect time to do vidui, because then there's no more taiva. Zlan rachmanu etzlan, later in a hospital bed. And there's no taiva of which to talk. Now his purity is coming out. Now he realizes he's not interested in his taivas anymore. Now he just comes to turn to the truth. Ki karnei ora hazochot lo az yivatei nafsho pnima ya'iru lo lemso kol chet ve'avon hamifuzarim b'derech mahalach chayav. Because the shining light that shines in the deep recesses of his soul will shine for him to find any sin that is scattered in the path of his lifetime. Hitgabrut hamusar shebenefesh einena ba'a ki miteva habari shel hanefesh. The Ravik emphasizes that the goodness of man is not coming from the outside. It's coming from the healthy nature of the soul. Shem mitgaber, that is empowered, be'et shesar ivaron ha'tavot ha'gasot, at the time when one's blind desires and lusts are removed, are displaced, are discarded. Alken u'kolelet klal ha'adam. And therefore it's all man. So the Rav is medayek here beautifully in the Gemara, sheken kol hamumatim mitvadim. Anybody who is about to die says vidui. When a person is about to die and the taivas go away, so all people go back to the nature of their soul. V'chokoch klali hu le'olam banui al pi yisoda tivi she'ish lo tudav tachlit. And any general koach is always built on the natural foundation which has a purpose. And that is the tachlis that comes out from the general inclining towards God to return from sin. And great is 1 hour of tshuva na'olam hazeh shemekemet et yisod ha'chayim shel ha'adam le'olam ha'netzach, that establishes the foundation of life of man for eternity. Shekol yimei chayav chayei ha'adam ha'nefesh yimelaya tnu'a. Because all the days of man's life, man is filled with movement. Machlefet et tziyoreha v'kochotea ve'inena kemet v'tzivyon echad. It switches its pictures, its powers, and it's not in one form. Man is many different forms. Man is doing many different things with his life. One power that encompasses all of one's kochos, the essence of one's soul, is nothing the power of will. It's active on the other parts of the soul that are revealed and are hidden. And all the powers of life in all of its different forms are impacted by one's koach haratzon. So koach haratzon is where it's at. So therefore, you should really put your powers in your ratzon to make sure that you have a good ratzon. And now, the person's going to die, so he should bring all together, all of his kochos, and have ratzonos for good, from beginning to end. V'kevan shela'et shekvar tzarich la'ashlim nafsho la'amidah המצב בלתי מתחלף, המצב שיכלול לכל כוחותיה וציוריה, בחטיבה אחת, שתחוש את כל הווייתה כולה כאחת, מראש היותה עד סוף כל מעשיה ורגשותיה, תחת אשר בכל עת שימושה, בכלי הגוף רק כמה נכנסים בקרבת ציורים בודדים, גדול מאוד הוא ערך הווידוי אמירת אור האמת והיושר בנפש פנימה, וקובע את הרצון לפי טבע הלאומי שלה, ומה שיזרה הלו כל רצון זר לכל הבנו כל אחד תעצור. When a person says vidui, so that removes any foreign desires. In other words, that establishes the ratzon in the right place. Now one has a good ratzon, one sees vidui. So this is the natural inclination to confess. That's what all people have. שכן כל המומתים מתוודים. All those who are going to die say vidui. So all those who are going to die say vidui, because now they don't have their taivas anymore because they see they're going to die. Now this kol ha'mumatim mitvadim is not only talking about people who are sick, as we're talking to this guy who's sick, but say all people who are mumat. So mumat means executed. The person's not necessarily sick. So, but still, the fact that he's going to die or moves his taivas, now he realizes what the emesis, what does he care about his taivas for now? He's facing the truth. So even if he's not sick. And this is the best time before he dies. Now he's going to be in a one situation forever, meaning he's going to be dying. He's not going to have the movement of life, going here, going there, doing this, doing that. So you want to put his ratzon in the right place, and that's by saying vidur. And that's why man has an inclination towards saying vidur. And that's the nature, the healthy nature of his soul. And that's shekem kol ha'mumatim mitvadim. וכמו שמירת הטבע הגופני ודחותיו הקבועות הן לא אורחות חיים, והמתחכמים מבלי חוכמה, שלא לשמוע לכל הטבע הגופני הם עוברי שערם, כן המכחישים ליבם, ולא תשמוע לכל אלוקים הקורא אליהם, טבע הנפש הם משחיתי נפשם. כי אם צריך לצרף עוד לכל הנטייה הנפשית, זיכוכה של תורת ויראת השם, ובינת לבב המביאה לידי תשובה אמיתית, ולבבו יבין, ושב ורפא לו. And just like preserving nature, the physical nature, are a way of life, that you have to make sure to follow the laws of nature, eat healthy, sleep healthy, live healthy. And if you don't, you destroy yourself. A person who doesn't know how to follow the laws of nature, a person who doesn't know how to have a healthy diet, exercise, etc., proper sleeping habits, so he's destroying himself. So too spiritually, one doesn't listen to the nature of the soul, and he's destroying himself. And in addition to following one's natural inclinations, one must make sure to include in that the purity of Torah, in Yiras Hashem, in coming to true tshuva, v'levavo yavin, like it says in the pasuk. In Isaiah 6:10, and your heart will understand, v'shav rafala, and then I'll do tshuva, and I'll have a refuah. The person has to make sure that he follow the nature of his soul, and that should include not only being a good person, but on top of that, following Torah, having Yiras Hashem, and coming to true tshuva, because that's what the soul wants. The soul wants to return. Well, levo yavin, when the heart understands, v'shav, will do tshuva, v'rafalo, and he'll be healthy. Because when a person's sinning, they're sick. And when a person does tshuva, they're healthy. V'yotel sech adam la'askil, and moreover, a person has to be wise. Shkmo shekol ha'mumatim, v'vei din, ha'mita, ki ot, shish b'yadam chet, v'achet tovea tafkido l'ashiv imenu, v'dei l'ashiv nafshol yotah harata, כן המיטה האנושית, היא בעצמה, ידע, כי ישנן תכונות נשלטות באדם. So when a person is killed by Beis Din, it means he has sin. When anybody dies, it's a sign that he has sin. שאם לא היו, כי אם היה הכל בתכלית השלמות, לא היה ראוי למיטה שתהיה בעולם כבר. ושן בידת. Everything was בשלם, זה ושן בידת. כמו שביום חורו שם על שבר עמו בגלל מוות לנצח. כמי ששוכחה למציאות של תכונות נשחטות וטביעות, ודאי ויש שם גם כן חטאים שגרמו התכונות ההן. וצריכה המיטה הטבעית גם כן להיערך בתור הוכחה למציאות התשובה. כך מיטת ביתין הבאה בסיבת חטא גלות, שכן כל המומתים מתוודים. One day there'll be no death. בגלל מוות לנצח, like the המספיד אמרו איזו קוד, the end of their husband. So if a person is dying, it means that there's sin. And that means that if there's sin, a person has to do tshuva for the sin. And that's why we say, kol ha'mumasim misvadim. Anybody who's killed, who's executed by the Beis Din, has to say vidur. Why? Because he sinned. And you two who are dying, this person, mishach chalav anat alamus, He also obviously has sin. That's why he has to do vidui. So what we've learned is that when somebody's sick, they have to say, we tell them to say vidui. Because all people who are going to die say vidui. So first of all, when someone is sick, so, and it could be that mummatim, the Rav is including, according to Rashi, mummatim means adem Mrs. Beis. According to the Rav, it could be that it's Pashat that it means Mrs. Beis. But in addition, it means mummatim, mummatim and Hashemayim. Those who are going to die in Hashemayim, they all have to say vidu. Why do they all have to say vidu? Because when a person gets sick, when a person is old and infirm, so they don't have to, their taibas aren't so strong anymore. Since their taibas aren't so strong anymore, they realize the emes, they go back to the teva nefesh, and they say vidui. So to this person, we tell them, go back to your teva nefesh, to the nature of your soul, and say vidui. And life is filled with change. Sometimes you want this, sometimes you want that. But now you're going to this eternal world where you're not going to be moving around anymore. You're not going to be getting 600 emails an hour like some people are getting. So they're busy here, they're getting WhatsApps. And one says, did a search, how many WhatsApps are sent every day? 60 billion. All right, so the person's not in the WhatsApp world anymore. The person's going to the Olam Kavua, the Olam Amis. So one has to go there with good ratzin. The ratzin has to be nikba, the ratzin has to be established, to be close to Hashem. That's what vidui does for you. So it's another reason. Kolam umatim mitzvadim. Kolam umatim mitzvadim, because now the tithe is weaker. Now you see the emes, so you say vidui. B, you want to get your ratzin in the right place before you die. C, a person has to guard the nature of the body. So too, you have to preserve the nature of the soul. The body, you have to eat well, sleep well, exercise, etc. And the soul, you have to do tshuva. That's part of the desire of the soul. And that's going to bring one a spiritual healing. Shavu Rafala. And you should also realize, you call Kenam Umasim Misvadim, that all people are executed. Say vidui, because he's now talking about being people, Pasha being executed by Beis Din, because they have sin. And this person also, we tell him, you should also do it, because the only reason you're dying is because there's sin in the world. And you probably have it. And therefore you should say vidui. So here we have a beautiful essay on the importance of vidui, having the right ratzon, going back to teva nefesh, getting close to Hashem before one dies, appreciating that there's sin involved, and purifying that. No, and we should be zecher b'ilanavus l'netzach u'machos Hashem l'kim d'vim yal kol panim. Givaldik. Okay, so it's Hashem. We have many thousands more where these came from. So we just ask the Rebbeinu Shelolam to give us life. Terrific. Shalom shalom.